You're listening to the Closing Market Report. Don't forget to dial that number right now, 217-244-9455, with your pledge of financial support. If you're online, visit our website at willag.org. Big red button says donate. Thank you so much in advance. On the phone line is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, thanks for being with us. Let's start with the hard red winter wheat growing regions of Oklahoma and Kansas. They had one shot of rainfall. Probably not enough to rebuild all the moisture there. Will they get more later this week?
Boy, it certainly looks like they've got a good chance. While we have a lot of disagreement on our computer modeling about what's going to happen late this week and this weekend, one thing is for sure, a cool, slow-moving system that's very moist will bring good chances of rain to just about all of Kansas, portions of Nebraska, all of Oklahoma, even into portions of Texas, eastern Colorado as well. And this is a system which has all the classic signs of being one of these slow-moving spring storms that the Western High Plains is known for. So knock on wood, fingers crossed, it looks like another good bout of precipitation's on the way. We could see some areas that get more than an inch and a half of total rainfall. Now, some of that will be in the form of a little bit of wet snow.
I saw from the lines that were coming across the nation that, of course, the Delta region picked up some rainfall. We did here in the Midwest as well. Not so worried about corn production and planting here in our part of the world. It goes pretty quickly, but they're starting to get pretty late in the Delta region. What do you see with for them?
Well, it's going to be tough going because it looks more wet. The same system we just talked about coming out of the central plains is going to be moving in and causing more rain and more thunderstorm activity in that Delta region. So the prospects of more cool, wet weather looks high for those areas.
All right. Any other spots around the planet we need to check in on before I let you go for the week?
No, I think that about covers it. I do think that we're going to see more wet coast to coast here over the next few weeks, which is going to be good news for many, not so good news for others.